This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am reflecting on how Jesus is the light. And so this week, I've been focusing on all the ways Jesus reveals himself to us. And I was reading in the Gospel of John where he shows us as he's the king and he's the resurrection. I talked about him being the shepherd. But today, I'm focusing on him being the light of the world. And he tells his disciples this just before he heals this blind man. Well, this blind man approaches and the disciples are questioning Jesus. Why is this man blind? Is he blind because he's being punished for some reason due to sin, or maybe sin in the life of his parents? But Jesus instructs them that he is not blind because of sin. He is blind so that the power of God could be seen in him. And just before Jesus reaches down to mix mud with his saliva to form some sort of a paste to put on the man's eyes for healing, he reminds them once again that he is the light of the world. In other words, the man was blind, but for God's purpose. And God was using his blindness to shed light. And so that got me to thinking about my own life. And I had to ask myself the question, what situation am I grappling with today that I need to be reminded that God is using what feels like a dark place to me to in fact shine his light? Because when that happens, then we are able to give God the glory for our story. And so the very few words that I just want us to cling to today are, I am the light of the world, John 9:5. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, you know who the light is. Now act like it.